TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
So it is a Friday afternoon, 5:18 p.m., and this is Greg DeMarco, another edition of Driving with DeMarco. You can find me on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg. Of course, Driving with DeMarco is part of the ChairShot Radio Network, which is part of thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head. The social media there is at thechairshot.com, and the t-shirt store is prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Go and check that out. Grab yourself a Baron Corbin Suck shirt, a Suck It Nerd shirt, and so many others. We would love for you to do that. It supports us, it supports the website, and gives you one hell of a shirt to wear as well. Maybe one day, Patrick O'Dowd, the wrestling realist, will pick up a shirt, or will get a shirt, from prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Don't be like Patrick, be like you. Pick up a shirt, and we will say thank you. Today's topic is about a show that's actually going on while I'm doing this show right here. At 4:30, I got an alert on my phone. I do have the Fight.tv or the Fight app on my phone, so I get the occasional alert from the Fight app. And I got an alert from the Fight app that Ring of Honor Summer Supercard pay-per-view was starting. 4:30 my time is, of course, 7:30 Eastern time. I don't know. Toronto, I'm assuming, is Eastern. I don't even know what I'm talking about there, but the show was beginning, and I didn't know what to think because I didn't know that's when Summer Supercard began. Remember, I'm driving, so if you heard my turn signal or anything else, I'm driving. I'm taking the back way home because there's some traffic on the interstate, so, and no GPS lady right now, so no secrets into the way that I get home, other than me telling you I'm currently driving down Southern Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. Still got a ways to go before I get home, because I have a long, hellacious commute. And I might stop and get gas. We'll see. But I get the alert. Summer Supercard was getting ready to begin. And I was like, huh, Summer Supercard's tonight. Who knew? And so I tweeted about it. And a lot of other people replied. They didn't know either. And Trina, who's a great follow on the Twitter. I don't know her handle. I think it's Trina. I don't even fucking know. I'll tweet it. You can go to my Twitter at ChairShotGreg, you'll see my likes and retweets for her. She tweets back a tumbleweed. And some other people tweet too. And all of these people are people that I know are or have been Ring of Honor fans. And it made me think about exactly what I wanted to talk about today. And it made me think about my own Ring of Honor fandom. Because I'm a huge Ring of Honor fan. I've been to Ring of Honor events. I worked for Ring of Honor on their Phoenix, Arizona shows the weekend in 2010. The weekend of WrestleMania 26. So knowing all of this, I sat there and I thought to myself, what happened? What happened to Ring of Honor? And I know everybody's like, oh, well, you know, Kenny and the Elite, they, you know, Cody, the Young Bucks, they all left, and Essien, they all left. And they did leave. And that did fuck Ring of Honor. Fucked them right in the ass. But here's the thing about that. If you get fucked in the ass, but you knew you were going to get fucked in the ass, it's your own fault for getting fucked in the ass. Now, as a quick aside, I'm not disparaging anybody who might ass fuck on a regular basis. Look, that's fine. You do you. I've joked on air about ass eating all the time, so you might know about my affinity for that practice. But this isn't about that. This is about Ring of Honor getting fucked by all that talent leaving. You had the Young Bucks gone. Kenny Omega gone. Cody Rhodes gone. SCU, gone. Right? All his talent going. We don't know what the hell's going on with Marty Scurll. He's not even booked for Summer Supercard. He's there. He's working the TV tapings, but he's not working the pay-per-view because they're fucking stupid. But I get ahead of myself with that they're fucking stupid comment. So Ring of Honor has Summer Supercard and no one even knows. Or they know and they just don't care. And you see articles about the ticket sales. And these aren't news with a Z articles about the ticket sales. These are screenshots of the ticket sales websites showing you how there is a litany of tickets still available for upcoming events. And I haven't yet seen any pictures of the crowd at Summer Supercard. But I don't know how good it's going to be. And if it is decent, most of it's probably walk-up. And that sucks for a Ring of Honor pay-per-view. And they knew this shit could happen. Or at least they should have. They knew Cody and the Bucks weren't coming back. Because when they put together the marketing for G1 Supercard, those guys weren't on it. Marty Scurll and Kazuchika Okada were the two main figures in the Summer Supercard marketing. So they knew what was going down. And they didn't do shit about it. Final Battle 2018, or 2019, no, 2018, get my shit all crossed here, was the last event for Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks and SCU in Ring of Honor. Outside of the TV tapings the next day. Cody wrestled Jay Lethal. The fuck did you do that for? Jay Lethal didn't need to get put over by Cody Rhodes. And I know Lethal was Cody's first opponent in Ring of Honor. And I don't give a fuck. Why didn't you put over a Jeff Cobb? Or even Matt Taven? Since you were so high on the guy that you made him your world champion. And doesn't draw shit. SCU and the Young Bucks lost to the fucking Briscoes. Who were like 11 or 10 time tag team champions in Ring of Honor. The hell does that accomplish? I'll tell you what it accomplishes. Nothing. Hangman Page lost to Jeff Cobb. At least you did something there with the guy who was the lowest on the totem pole of all those people leaving. And Ring of Honor was powerless in this situation. They were powerless for the guys leaving, but they weren't powerless in how they booked them on the way out. And then they got to say their goodbyes how they wanted to the very next day at the TV tapings. And look, I'm all about appreciation. You do that shit backstage. These guys should have been putting people over and getting fucked in the ass themselves on the way out. Instead of going out on top at a TV taping saying goodbye. That's bullshit. They should have been legitimately destroyed. We all know Cody loves to bleed. He should have been fucked over by Marty Scurll, had the shit kicked out of him by Villain Enterprises, and sent out a Ring of Honor on a stretcher. Not with a tweet from Matt Jackson saying, we're leaving the territory. Fuck all that. You, Ring of Honor, are responsible for where you're at right now. You did nothing to replace these guys, and you did nothing to use them on the way out, and you've done shit all to replace them. The talent you've used to replace them is not good enough to take the place of Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks. And there was talent out there. You brought in irrelevant hot sauce Tracy Williams, PJ Black, who no one cares about, and you're pushing Matt Taven, the time you were pushing Silas Young. It's not next man up in that situation in Ring of Honor. It's next man in. All right? It's signing talent who matters. And then doing something with them. The Young Bucks leaving should have been used to put over a new tag team. Impact Wrestling was smart enough to sign Ethan Page and Josh Alexander. Why weren't you? Young Bucks could have put those guys over. You had so many options. And now you're sitting there with what's likely a shitty draw for Matt Taven versus Alex Shelley at Summer Supercard, which you've advertised CMLL talent and New Japan talent, and you made it seem like this joint show when the only New Japan talent are the Gorillas of Destiny, who hate fucking being there. And then you got CMLL talent in one match outside of the regular CMLL talent that you use on a regular basis and don't use as a special act whatsoever. You're not special anymore. and you've done it to yourself. And I've probably done a Driving with DeMarco on this topic before. And if it's redundant, I apologize. But when I saw the alert on my app that Summer Supercard was getting ready to start, and I was like, holy shit, I didn't know. That, to me, was a big fucking deal. Because it's my job to know when a WWE pay-per-view is about to start. They're the biggest company in the world. But it's Ring of Honor's job to make sure I know when a Ring of Honor pay-per-view is about to start. To make sure everybody knows when a Ring of Honor pay-per-view is about to start. And I didn't. And that's on them. Because you've got a shitty draw at the top. And I like Matt Taven. I think Matt Taven's a good person. And I'm entertained by Matt Taven. But he's not a world champion of what used to be the number two company in North America. And now, I don't even know what number you are. Four? You're maybe number three by default. But AEW became number two before they ever ran a show. You let them use you for All In. And then you let them take your top talent and did fuck all with it. And the fact that Summer Supercard is running tonight and no one knows and no one cares is all the fault of Ring of Honor. The fact that less than 100 tickets have sold for the events in the UK in October is all the fault of Ring of Honor. The fact that the upcoming Vegas set of shows has sold so poorly in a market that usually draws pretty well for you is all the fault of Ring of Honor. Is it fixable? Yeah, it's fixable. But unfortunately, at this point, you're going to have to pull, the hell's the guy's name? Football coach. Oh, man, I wish he'd coached the Giants. He's coached several other teams. Damn it. Can't remember his name. Patrick O'Dowd will tell me. He coached the Giants. He had the famous saying about, you know, if you want me to make the meal, but you don't let me buy the groceries. Fuck, he coined the phrase, it is what it is. Shit. Can't remember his name. I'm thoroughly entertained by the guy. I feel stupid. But he used to tell you exactly what you need to do to fix an organization. Fire everyone and change the carpet. And that's what Ring of Honor needs to do. Fire everyone and change the carpet. Because you got fuck all going on right now. And I know I'm using some language today and I don't always do it. And I've shied away from another Greg DeMarco show because I don't think you need it to get over anymore. But damn, that's just the state this shit's in, man. It's that bad. Excuse me. And it's that bad for a company that was so beloved. For a company that filled a void when ECW closed. For a company that launched the careers of guys like Bryan Danielson, who became Daniel Bryan. Kevin Steen, who became Kevin Owens. Seth Rollins was Tyler Black. You guys know this shit. You don't need me to tell you that. Adam Cole came, I mean, all this great, amazing talent. The entire Undisputed Era came from Ring of Honor. They worked other places, but they are largely credited to Ring of Honor. And look where you are now. The Briscoes are your tag champs. Shane fucking Taylor is your TV champ. Take another way from him. He's a talented guy. But you shouldn't even have a television title anyway. And Matt Taven is your world champion. Villain Enterprise is your six-man tag team champions, because that's important. I'm sorry, but this is just stupid. And you just got to make some changes. And the stuff they say in interviews is just even more disheartening. Oh, we know, and we got to rebuild, and it's that we got the greatest talent in the world. No, fuck that. You got the greatest talent. You got some damn good talent and a damn shitty booker. Delirious fucking sucks. Hunter Johnston, who Joe Kopp has referenced by name in interviews, so I don't mind saying it, god-awful booker at this point. Used to be good. I was not upset when he took over as Booker of Ring of Honor, and I'm the biggest Adam Pearce mark you'll find. Everybody knows that. But God, you guys have just completely squandered everything you had. Went from number two, from hero to zero in less than 6 months, basically, because this shit's been bad for a while. They just ran the Hammerstein Ballroom, and I think they sold like half the place or something like that. That's not a good look. Not for a company that can usually pack that house. You have a quote-unquote relationship with New Japan, which, you know, I'd hate to use the comparison to an abusive relationship, because those are terrible things that no one should ever have to deal with. But, dude, you ain't getting fuck all out of that relationship either. You look like a second-rate company when you work with New Japan. And I'm not surprised that relationship's pretty much going away. at this point. Your Global Wars Tour isn't using any New Japan talent. And that's how that thing started and really rose to prominence. So, yeah, I'm a big Ring of Honor fan, and I'm worried. I'm worried about the future. I was listening to the most recent edition of The Outsider's Edge, which you can hear right here on the Chairshot Radio Network. And Kyle and Rance, Ray Cash, they basically, it's mainly Kyle, was saying he wished that Marty Scurll and Roosh and Dalton Castle would just be set free from Ring of Honor. That's the exact phrase he used. Set free. As if they were a captive prisoner who needed to be set free and let Ring of Honor die quietly. And that's just some bullshit, man. And that bullshit's on you, Ring of Honor. That bullshit's on you, Joe Koff and Greg Gillibrand. And I'm just gonna, you know, I'm just gonna say it right now. Greg DeMarco at thechairshot.com. Email me. My services are open to you, Ring of Honor. I'd love to help you right that ship because I don't think it's that hard. And I know you're listening now and you're like, what an asshole. What does he know? I've booked shows. I've booked events. And some of this is tongue-in-cheek, but some of it's real. Ring of Honor is a fixable product. Ring of Honor can be back to number two, number three status in this country. I know you got to weather the storm that is AEW. And I'm sure they'll get in their own way at some point. Because it's natural and people do that just like Ring of Honor has done it this year. This is a fixable situation. But a fixable situation doesn't mean anything unless you fix it. And that's where Ring of Honor is right now. We'll see what the future holds. I hope it holds something good. I'm not ready for Ring of Honor to go away. I'm ready for Ring of Honor to return to prominence. And I really hope it gets there. That's going to do it for me. At Chairshot Greg on the Twitter. At thechairshot.com. That's the website, thechairshot.com. The hardest hitting wrestling reviews, opinions, analysis, and podcasts, where we encourage you to always use your head. Head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up your very own chair shot t-shirt. Got an idiot honking because he wanted to turn. Someone was in his way. And unfortunately, he has an Arizona license plate. Can't blame it on another state. prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up your very own chair shot t-shirt. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this adventure that we call thechairshot.com. And thank you for being a part of Driving with DeMarco. Until next time, my name is Greg DeMarco, and we'll see you on the next edition of Driving with DeMarco.